Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2018. Stop looking for fitness motivation and do these six things instead. Part 1 by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. And I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, "Life, even in the hardest of times, is full of moments to savor. They will not come this way again. Not in this way." Paula Reinhart. Now, today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate, so whenever that happens, I read the first half today and finish up the rest for you tomorrow. Now, I also want to mention, today's author is going to start by talking about how motivational quotes may not always help you achieve your goals. And it's so funny because today's Wednesday, and I just shared with you an inspirational quote. Now, is today's author Christian saying that motivational quotes never help? No. Is Christian saying that they don't have value? No. So in the beginning of this blog that I'm about to read to you, it's going to sound like the author is completely dissing, if you will, the fact that I provide inspirational quotes to you. But it's not about that. Instead, what you're going to hear is that this inspiration can be motivating, but it just may not last. But I'll let you hear that from Christian directly. So with that, let's get right to part one as we optimize your life. Stop looking for fitness motivation and do these six things instead. Part 1 by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. Most articles on the subject of fitness motivation are filled with motivational workout quotes about how the only bad workout is the one that didn't happen, or urging you to do something today that your future self will thank you for. Maybe these help you, and maybe they don't. If they do help, they may not help for very long. Fitness motivation is something of a fickle friend and can't be trusted to show up when you need it most. Some days the sun is out and you feel invincible. On other days, the opposite is true and you feel worse than Captain America without his shield. It's rare to feel motivated all the time. Instead of temporarily pumping yourself up with impossible is nothing motivational workout quotes from Instagram, here's what I suggest you do instead. 1. Draw your power from the dark dimension. A while back, I was having one of those get out of your comfort zone moments, and given that I am deathly afraid of heights, decided it would be a good idea to rappel down the side of what is apparently the tallest permanent abseil tower in the world. Anyway, the day arrives and I'm surprisingly relaxed about the whole thing. No nerves, no fear, no anxiety. Even when I was at the bottom of the tower putting my harness and helmet on, I felt fine, but when I stepped out of the elevator at the top of the tower, I was hit with this horrible, cold, heavy feeling in my legs. My stomach felt like it had dropped to my knees. Outside, I maintained the traditional British stiff upper lip, but on the inside, I was panicking. While the instructor attached me to the rope and delivered the traditional safety blurb, I nodded my head and pretended to be fine. Then the moment came for me to step off the edge. I couldn't do it. "I don't think I can do this," I told the instructor. For about 2 minutes, I just stood there, shaking my head and insisting that I couldn't do it. Problem is, there were a bunch of people waiting for me at the bottom. I was embarrassed at the thought of having to tell them that I'd bottled out, angry at myself for deciding to rappel down a 400-foot tower in the first place, and frustrated at the instructor for not coming up with some magic words that would get me moving. Then, all that embarrassment, frustration, and anger boiled over. I took hold of the rope, leaned back, and began to make my way down the side of the tower. At which point the instructor told me to stop while he tried to take a picture and smile, which I really didn't want to do. So why am I telling you this? With all the Fitspo or Fitspirational quotes floating around these days, it's easy to think there's something seriously amiss if you're not waking up every day brimming with uplifting positiveness. But there isn't. Embarrassment, anger, frustration, all of those feelings can be harnessed to get and keep you moving along the path to physical greatness. So don't worry if you're not always thinking warm, positive, happy thoughts about getting in shape. As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing wrong with drawing your power from the dark dimension. Sometimes the so-called negative emotions can be just as useful as the positive ones. 2, strengthen your discipline muscle. I have ups and downs, and times when I don't feel like doing what I know I need to do. However, I still get the job done most of the time. That's because I have something that's far more important than fitness motivation, discipline. When you have the discipline, the fact that you don't feel motivated to do something doesn't stop you from actually doing it. Here's what boxing coach Ross Enamite has to say on the subject. Quote, "As great as it feels to be motivated, it is important to understand that motivation alone will only take you so far. Whether extrinsic or intrinsic, motivation can come and go in a flash. Discipline, however, is rooted in consistency. It quietly yet continuously chugs along in the background. It becomes part of who you are and what you do. Don't give motivation more credit than it deserves. You don't need to be motivated to succeed. What you need is the self-discipline to put in the work, whether you want to or not." End quote. A lot of people see discipline as a fixed and unchangeable personality trait. You either have it or you don't. In fact, discipline is like a muscle. If you don't currently have it, you can build it. It can be trained, improved, and made stronger. Over time, even small acts of self-control will make your discipline muscle stronger and better prepared for the next challenge. 3, focus on the things under your direct control. Some people start out on a program of diet and exercise only to quit because they didn't see the results they were hoping for. No two people will respond in exactly the same way to an identical program of diet and exercise, and the speed at which your body changes is hard to predict in advance, which means the potential for disappointment is always going to be there. If you're expecting to make progress at a certain rate and you end up progressing at half that rate, chances are you're not going to be too happy about it. What I suggest you do is take some advice from legendary basketball coach John Wooden. Wooden didn't focus on winning championships. Instead, he focused on the preparation and performance of his team. He said, quote, "I never dreamed about winning a national championship. It happened before I even thought it was possible. What I was dreaming about each year, if you want to call it that, was trying to produce the best basketball team we could be. My thoughts were directed toward preparation, our journey, and not the results of the effort, such as winning national championships. That would simply have shifted my attention to the wrong area, hoping for something out of my control. Hoping doesn't make it happen." End quote. You have to accept that the result of your efforts in the gym aren't under your direct control. You can control the foods you eat, the training you do, the amount of sleep you get, and so on, but you can't control the results that come from those efforts. Focus on doing the right things every day and let the results take care of themselves. 4. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, "Stop Looking for Fitness Motivation and Do These 6 Things Instead," by Christian Finn of MuscleEvo.net. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, I had a rude awakening recently. I thought I was in good shape. No, let's be honest here. I thought I was in great shape. That is, until I attended a group class. I'll take a step back here and tell you that I never thought of myself as competitive. My friends and family had to tell me that I'm competitive, especially after our team won second place at a trivia night competition when I thought we should have won, and I basically pouted the whole night about it. And when I didn't win at our family Shanghai Rummy game and I pout all night about it. Anywho, I attended a group fitness class, and that day we were doing 4 workouts in 1, and they were timing each of us to see how long it would take each of us to finish. In my head, I was like, I got this. I've done all of these workouts before. I should come in at least the top 3. Do you want to know where I finished when compared to the other 16 people attending class that day? Dead last. Yes, you heard right. Not 2nd, not 10th, 16th place out of a total of 16 places. And it wasn't even close. I finished a full minute after the 15th place finisher. Talk about a hit to the ego. I was super upset at myself. Talk about pouting. There was a moment, a very brief moment, where I thought to myself, why do I even bother training at all? Look, I scored dead last even after years of training, and I'm a personal trainer. I should just quit. Those feelings lasted about 10 minutes. I had my moment in the dark dimension, as today's author Christian said, and then quickly pulled myself out of it. Instead, I told myself, well, I know where my weaknesses are now. I have more direction about where and what I should improve. So I showed up for the next group class. It wasn't easy. I had to sort of convince myself to do it. But luckily, the workout was different. So I couldn't compare apples to apples. But that day, I lifted the 2nd heaviest amount of weight of the 16 that attended. I didn't lift the heaviest, but I was okay with that, this time at least. All right, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, we're going to finish up the rest of this post tomorrow, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.